Another question that often comes up is, who can be a student in a third mill class? What kinds of people can participate in our learning communities? Third Millennium is well known for providing seminary-level education for church leaders. Our materials are distinctively Christian, designed for traditional evangelical believers. We teach the Bible and theology to meet the needs of Christ's followers. But our materials reach students from all backgrounds and walks of life, in every country around the world. Even unbelievers can be third mill students. Many unbelievers are curious and want to know more about Christianity. It's not uncommon for unbelievers to explore our materials on their own to learn more about the Christian faith. Our series on the Apostles' Creed is a good one for that. It answers the question, what is Christianity? And our series, We Believe in Jesus, addresses the question, who is Jesus? In one Latin American country, men and women are required to study some of our lessons as part of their training to become police officers. It's wonderful that our materials introduce elements of the Christian faith to people who may not be committed followers of Christ. So, what would stop you from having an evangelistic third mill class with unbelievers? Of course, our primary focus is on Christians. And the body of Christ is everywhere, even behind bars. Many Christian prisoners want to study the Word of God with third mill. And prison officials in a number of countries allow this because they see the difference in those who participate in third mill's classes.
In one prison in Colorado, these guys are getting a seminary-level education. They're getting it for free, and it's creating, really creating disciples. And then those guys go on after sometimes a very short period of time, and they start creating their own disciples. This stuff works. It doesn't just make a Christian stronger. It makes a Christian a strength for other Christians.
Perhaps the Lord has called you to make third mill classes a part of a prison or jail ministry. In addition to serving unbelievers and prisoners, we're also glad to serve another group, lay people in the church. Many highly motivated young people use our materials for personal study. They also study in their youth groups and with their families. And adult lay people also find third mill classes encouraging. Sunday school classes, Bible studies, and home groups often use parts of our curriculum.
I started using third mill about 3 years ago, and I used the primeval history to teach a group of people who don't have a strong Bible background. And they were very surprised to see that these concepts of land and people and the kingdom coming just spread through the entire scripture. And they had always seen history as just a point in time, but didn't realize that there was a big story being told. And they were thrilled when they saw that.
And a number of churches require their lay officers to study with third mill. By studying our series, The Apostles' Creed, We Believe in God, We Believe in Jesus, and We Believe in the Holy Spirit, elders and deacons can explore basic Christian doctrines as they prepare to serve in their various roles. Some mission agencies recommend or even require that their missionaries study a certain number of third mill lesson series as they prepare to serve on the field. We're glad that such a wide variety of lay people can form third mill classes.
We as a Presbyterian in Muslim West African, particularly in Togo, we have many people who participate in this, what we call this program, third mill program. We have lawyers, we have teachers, we have business people who participate, different kind of people, but these people are people who every week look forward to be with us. We have about 35 of them who comes in every week in regular basis to learn, and they look forward to learn from this material.
But Third Mill has always aimed primarily for one special group of students, pastors of churches. You may not realize it, but where the church is growing the fastest in the world, pastors have the fewest opportunities to learn the scriptures as they should. And we're devoted to changing this. When you walk through our front door, you see these words on the wall. Every Christian deserves a well-trained pastor. From beginning to end, our materials are designed to ensure that every church is led by a pastor who's been well taught in the Bible and theology. Often, mission organizations help us fulfill this goal by sending teachers overseas to hold short conferences. These conferences are designed to help indigenous pastors minister more effectively in their churches. The pastors then often hold third mill classes between conferences.
I had the opportunity to do lectures on the Davidic covenant, and these pastors were going to be going back to their network of churches and then using the materials to train their leaders. And so it was just an amazing opportunity to see people come together from different parts of China for 4 days and to receive this training, and then to know that those materials were going to be leveraged. It was going to be multiplied when they went back to their network of house churches.
One of our favorite ways that pastors form third mill classes is what we call church-based theological training. Church-based theological training is critical because so many pastors can't leave home to study in a traditional school. Some pastors form third mill classes simply by getting together informally and deciding which third mill lessons they want to study. Other pastors follow more structured plans when they meet together.
Right now, we're using Third Millennium courses on the Apostles' Creed. We study it every Wednesday morning when elders, pastors, deacons, and preachers, the most active part of the church, get together. We study short extracts, no more than 30 minutes every Wednesday, and our clergy really enjoys the classes. And I think it is very useful because when they visit lay people in their homes, they can use the creed, which they are familiar with, to teach people and instruct others in faith.
Sometimes a single church runs a church-based training program. In other cases, several churches in a city or region join together. Usually, older, experienced pastors teach, supervise, and mentor younger church leaders who are active in ministry. You may want to form a Third Mill church-based training center like this for pastors in your community. And Third Mill can help you get started. As you start to form Third Mill classes, remember that for years now, God has blessed us with all kinds of students. Think about the kinds of students God would have you lead in a Third Mill class.